Hello, dear listeners. This is Poetic Desires. I am over 18 years of age, as I hope so are you. If, however, you are not, I must direct you away from the lovely voice you are now listening to, since my podcast is for adults only. Shoo shoo now, young ones, and instead visit scarletteen.com so that neither of us will get into any trouble. Hi everyone, this is Poetic Desires. It is Tuesday, July 23rd, and this is episode number 17 of Daddy's Good Girl. Dirty Pig Edition Part 2. Yes, I literally turned off my recorder and turned it back on. The limits of audio boo, what can you do? So I'm going to jump right back in. Dirty Pig, I had just finished my pop question, received my song and my bag of props. My song was Taylor Swift's We Are Never Ever Ever Getting Back Together, and I recruited Shay and Stefanos to help me with my fantasy. I changed clothes for my pop question. For my fantasy, I wore my red teddy, which, to be honest, the reason why I picked it the night before when I was, I had a rope scene with my friend Bear, and then I had some really fun times with Gray and Ruff in the cigar lounge area, and Gray randomly pointed out that my red teddy did great things for my ass, so I was like, okay, well, I have to wear that for my fantasy then, because, hey, you gotta cater to the judges. So I wear my red teddy, my boots, and I changed from my bitch collar into a chain with a lock as a different collar. And I believe I took off my red and black wrist cuffs. With Shay and Stefanos there, it was immensely helpful. Not like, first of all, Shay kept me calm, kept me centered throughout the competition. And Stefanos is just full of energy, so I could feed off of that. With the song, we reworked my original idea for my Dirty Pig fantasy. Oh, hey! This is what I'm supposed to mention! My fusion conversation at the group hit 3. See, I remember these things, people. I pay attention. I value this podcast. I hope you value it, too. So, the conversation that I had at the group hit 3. Going into fusion and thinking about what I was going to do for my Dirty Pig fantasy, I did not count on the fact that I would be able to recruit people to help me. For the past 2 years at fusion, I've been on my period. It just so happened that this year I checked my calendar and I was not going to be on my period for fusion. I was a little bit shocked at that. And actually, not only was I not on my period ended early. So I was actually thinking that if I were on my period for Dirty Pig, my fantasy, because the Dirty Pig fantasies are supposed to be dirty, filthy, nasty, disgusting, was that I apologize if this is too TMI for anyone. I will have time jumps, so you can jump ahead if you don't want to hear about this. But I use a Diva cup. So I use a cup that is a silicone cup. You insert it into your pussy. It collects the blood, and then you just, like, you dump it out, you clean it, you shove it back up there. It's a lot easier than other things, and, you know, I like it. So my plan for Dirty Pig was that I was going, if I was on my period, I would literally just pull out my Diva cup, there'd be blood there, and I'd be, like, pouring it over my body and rubbing it into my body and drinking the blood and, like, you know, fingering, like, masturbating with my blood all over my body, possibly using insertables, you know, blood, lube. So that would have been awesome, but I was not on my period. So I had an entire group hit conversation about how can I hack my period so that I could do this for Dirty Pig? Because I knew Shay and Stefanos and they were into blood play, I was actually thinking about maybe I could get them to draw some blood, we add some anticoagulant like aspirin or something, and, you know, I fill it into the cup and then put it into myself and then take it out. Or there was the thought of, oh, I could find somebody who's on the pill or something who's due to be on their period during Dirty Pig and, like, walk around with them and then cycle up, like, sync up with them. Or there's the idea that I could buy birth control and artificially manipulate my body so that I have my period during Dirty Pig. Yes, this is the conversation that I had at Group Pit 3. What do we name it? How to hack a period. Yes, and now that I've probably squicked out and grossed out half my audience, I apologize for that right now. We'll get to what I actually did for Dirty Pig. So I'm in my really hot outfit. I was super nervous about the fantasy. But what I do instead of being super nervous, well, I was super nervous anyway, it was going to stay that way. We talk through, like, Shay and Stefano and I talk through what we're going to do, how we're going to use all the props that they gave me. They gave me a plastic ring that was about the size of a hand, a mini crescent wrench, three cardboard stars, a marshmallow skewer, and a camouflage raincoat. So we come up with ideas of how we're going to use all of them, what other, like, what sex furniture we would need, what props from my suitcase I would need, because I brought stuff just in case. And we come up with a basic outline of the fantasy. So I'm feeling really confident about this. Like, Stefanos doesn't know the song. He hasn't heard the song before, but he's a performer, so I'm trusting him. And Shay knows the song, and she's awesome, so all my confidence in her. But I still had, like, plenty of time before my fantasy because we still had to cycle through four other people's pop questions and four fantasies before mine. Excuse me, three other people's pop questions and four fantasies before mine. So I grab my cigar stuff and I decide I'm going to do some cigar service. I walk over to the judges' table. I very, very quietly ask each judge, would you like a cigar or a cigarillo? Most of them decline. Gray does actually get a cigar and I prep it for it and line it for him. I walk past the last two judges on the table were Felice Shays and Dell. And Felice Shays, awesome, awesome woman. She actually said to me something along the lines of, she found my authentic, happy, bubbly me to be more sexy than my sex kitten type attitude. And to me, that was just a huge boost to my confidence, to, like, how I was doing the competition that she had noticed me like that. And so I thanked her profusely and then, very quietly made my way back to the green room because I didn't want to interrupt anybody else's time on stage. And, once again, trying to keep loose, cheering people on, giving people words of encouragement before they go up to their fantasies. And soon it was time for my fantasy. So we prep the stage, Shay, Stefanos, and I. We grab a piece of sex furniture, which is called a liberator. It's basically like a long rectangle. And we put a chuck down on the stage, along with my jar of Hubbard's, a tin of black polish, and a brush. We have, for the cardboard stars, I clipped one star to my right boot, and Shay and Stefanos pinned, safety pinned a star to each of their back left hip. Yes, we were flagging, star fucker and star. I thought that was, it was pretty ingenious. We put the camouflage raincoat on the liberator for Shay to sit on. Stefanos tied a hanky to the plastic ring to be used later, and he was holding on to the marshmallow skewer, and the wrench was ready. Both Shay and Stefanos were pre-gloved. That's an important point. So I sit down on my chux pad. Shay sits on the raincoat, which is on the liberator, puts her boot on my chest, and we're opened out to the audience so people can see what's happening. And I start loving on her boots, like kissing and rubbing, and we're waiting for the music to kick in. And it's the wrong music, and we're like, hey, wrong track. And stage crew very quickly fixed it. Thank you, stage crew, for doing that. You guys are awesome. And the familiar, Taylor Swift guitar riff kicks in. So it's like, do-do-do, do-do-do-do. I remember when we broke up the first time. And so, the song's playing. And I'm loving on Shay's leather, and then Stefanos walks over, grabs me by my collar, picks me up, pushes me down to the ground with my skewer. I think he yells something at me, but I can't remember. Shay turns around and she yells, I thought you were single. Stefano shoves me onto the Liberator, and I'm like, "But you're hot." And I turn to Stefanos, and I'm like, "You're hot." And I turn back to Shay, and I'm like, "And boots." So, woohoo, polydrama. It turns out I actually got extra points for that. I found that hilarious. So this is going to be the two of them hate fucking me as they both break up with me. Stefanos takes the plastic ring with the handkerchief tied to it and gags me. Let's see. He then takes my tin of black polish, pulls up my nighty, and starts slapping my body and smearing the polish all over me, like hitting me, impact play. Shay takes the crescent wrench, which was pre-condom, and decides that she's going to fuck me with it, but very quickly decides, no, that's too small, and tosses it aside. Then she takes her gloved hand, sticks it into the jar of Hubbard's, and yells, "You don't even deserve lube!" and slips her fist straight into my cunt and is fisting me. But oh, wait, there's more. So you have Stefanos, like, beating me up, Shay fisting me, and then they switch. Shay comes by my head, and Stefanos, hands are pre-gloved. It's down by my crotch. Now, I have to say, what happens from here on out, a lot of it I've only gotten secondhand from other people because I couldn't see it because my eyes were closed. If I'm being fisted, most of the time my eyes are closed because I'm in the middle of orgasming. So, Stefanos puts his hand up into the air. He waves it as if to show big man hand. Like, he sticks his hand in the Hubbard's and in one smooth motion shoves his entire fist into my cunt. Yes, his entire fist in one motion into my cunt. Granted, I'd already been warmed up on the side of the stage because, oh, I forgot to mention that. Yes, before I even got on stage, Shay knelt down and actually fingered me and was able to fist me within like a minute. I was super horny and super wet. So hers going in quick, no problem. Stefano's going in quick, apparently no problem. And like I said, this is secondhand. I didn't see this. But as soon as his hand went in, I got a standing ovation from the judges and the audience. And so he starts to like piston his fist. He's fucking me with his fist. Shay's there to make sure I'm okay. And the song is about to end. So Stefano slips out his fists. He grabs the tin of polish again. He pulls my nightie up over my head. He writes pig on my chest. He had grabbed me by the hair to lift me up so people could watch as he did this. Wrote pig on my chest and then threw my head down right at the last downbeat of the song as he and Shay walk away. And all of a sudden, I hear this chant of pig, 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 because pig written on my chest, dirty pig. And like all these applause, Stefanos rushes back over to me, asks me, "Are you okay? Are you okay?" Because he's super worried because he was like fucking my cunt with his fist rather exuberantly. And I assure him I'm okay. He helps me to my feet, so I'm standing up, downstage center. Shay and Stefanos drop to their knees and they're bowing to my boots, like I'm not worthy type shit to my boots. And I don't know what to do because I have all these people clapping at me and applauding, and I'm like. I just kind of have the sheepish grin on my face. I'm like, in my head, I'm thinking, yeah, that just happened. That's my cunt. Glad you like it. Yay. So, as I'm standing there, like Carol Queen, one of the judges, she has this like T-shirt that she throws up on stage at me. Gray's waving his like leather gloves at me, and it's kind of this amazing moment where I'm just like, okay, people really liked my fantasy. I'm glad they really liked my fantasy. That's awesome. Shay helps me down off the stage. We gather up the stuff. We're sitting in the green room. She's holding me and comforting me, making sure I'm okay. And I'm great. Like, I'm full of adrenaline. I'm just super, super happy. The fantasy went much better than I ever could have imagined. Like, it was pretty perfect. Like, I don't know how you can make it any more perfect. It was perfect. I don't know how you make it any better. So other people go up after me with their fantasies. Pig number six has this really awesome, like, food fight type fantasy. And I'm spaced out in the best way, like blissed out. I'm super happy. All my nerves are gone because, there's nothing left. The only thing left for Dirty Pig is, standing on stage and hearing who wins. So We're milling about. I'm still being very encouraging to the contestants. Tifereth, who, you know, mystery contestant, she doesn't know what she's going to do for her fantasy. I pretty much had an idea of why she was in the competition at all. Her owner, Cannon, did it as a way of making it easier to kidnap her. And that's what happened. As soon as her music kicked in, Ruff rushed on stage, took her down. She was hooded, tied up, suspended. Gray and a bunch of my friends, like Fire Monkey, Ember Bliss, oh gosh, it's hard for me to remember. Murphy Blue was up there. Like, there was a whole crowd of people. I want to say, like, almost a dozen people on stage for this. And so they're, like, you know, basically, like, fingering her and, like, you know, violating her. It's awesome. And so as this is happening, me and the other contestants are like, oh my god, we have to cheer her on. So we're, like, upstage on the floor, like, watching. And we just start this chant, Tifereth, 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 as she's being super awesome and taking all of this. And then, like, at the end of her fantasy, they take her down, they untie her, and, like, unhood her, and they, like, scatter from the stage. And, you know, huge applause. She did great. And we're so proud of her. So once all the fantasies are ended, there is this lull because they have, like, Lee has to tally all the scores. And music is playing, so I start dancing, and Shay comes over and dances with me, as well as Pig Number 3, and, you know, I'm doing the whole, like, booty-shaking, booty-popping thing, and I give them a little lesson on, you know, this is how you do a booty wiggle versus this is how you do a booty pop, which is so much fun. And, like, my friends come up to me, and they're very proud of me, like, a couple of friends. And, Lokai comes over, and, oh, gosh, okay, so a couple of different of the contestants were like, oh, you won, you have my vote to win, because they were amazed that, you know, my cunt was able to take Stefanos' fist like that. And then Lokai comes over, he's like, oh, yeah, you totally won. I'm like, oh, don't say that, you never know. He's like, no, you're the only one who got a standing ovation, you won. And I was like, I don't know. We'll see. Because I'm the type of person, I'm superstitious. I try not to jinx anything, but I'm also, like, I'm humble to a fault. So yeah, we're waiting, and finally Lee announces that he has all the scores. So we line up again. We go back on stage. He calls us up one by one to take our, like, to take a bow and get our applause. I turn around when it's time for me to come forward. I walk up, I turn around, I pop, like, I do a little booty shake, booty pop, and then I turn back around, I bow, and I walk back to my line. I was in a very happy mood, just because it was like, okay, all of the anxiety, all of the nerves have washed away, and now it's just, oh, we're just waiting to hear who won. So Lee first announces, he announces the first runner-up, and it's Pig Number 6. And Pig Number 6 walks forward, you know, accepts the mantle. And I look over at my other contestants, and they're all looking over at me and smiling. And in my head, I'm like, does this mean? But it could be, what of you? Is this really happening? And then Lee calls my name. I won Dirty Pig. I won Dirty Pig. I couldn't believe it, and I have the sheepish grin on my face, and I just slowly walk forward, and Lee puts the crown on my head, and, like, there are prizes. My scepter was a Mr. S piggy butt plug, and my sash was a strap-on harness from Sports Sheets, and, you know, he drapes it over me, and it was like, oh my god, this totally happened. Oh my god, I'm the Dirty Pig from, like, last year, when I was sitting in the grass next to Doug, blacking people's boots and watching the competition and realizing, oh, that seems super cool. Maybe I'll do that next year. To all of a sudden, I won Dirty Pig. Holy shit. So, you know, I'm smiling, I'm happy, people are cheering. And then Gray grabs Lee's attention, like, he gets up from the judge's table, grabs Lee's attention, whispers something to his ear, and Lee starts talking in the mic to quiet the audience as Gray is circling around to get on the stage, and Lee says something along the lines of, you know, in leather competitions and in leather communities, we have the tradition, like, we have many traditions, and one of them is of gifted leather. And Lee takes the butt plug and the harness away from me, and I'm like, is this happening? And Gray gets on stage, and Lee gives him the microphone, and Gray starts talking. And he says to people, you know, I was the judge for Dirty Pig, and I was on the stage last year, and, you know, Poetic and I have a DS dynamic where I am her teacher and she is my student. And, you know, he was runner up last year, but this year I won. And, like, what any teacher wants from their student is for them to surpass them. And I did that night. And he has a pair of gloves in his hand. And he talks about how you bought the gloves in the shop in Wisconsin like 10 years ago and how the gloves had been with him in his travels for those 10 years, and now, like, the gloves were mine, and he gave them to me and gave me this big hug, and my eyes were watering, kind of how they're watering right now. It was all I could do to, like, not cry, and I could hear people, like, you know, exclaiming in the audience, and then there was the clapping as we were hugging, and all of a sudden, this, like, fake leather competition turned into something really serious because, oh my God, I got gifted leather. I got gifted leather. I've never been gifted leather before. Yeah, so that happened. Yeah, all of the feelings. So I felt so proud and so honored for winning the competition, for getting this gift from him, this, like, admiration. It was this, like, perfect moment, this moment in my life. So Lee gives me back the butt plug and the harness, and everyone comes up to me, like, everyone's coming up at me and hugging me and congratulating me. It's like the sea of people are just like, yay, go me. And that was pretty awesome. As people are coming up to me, they're congratulating me, they're, like, you know, mentioning the moment with Gray. It's amazing that all these people felt so strongly about the competition. But then Stefanos comes over to me and he gets my gaze and gets me to stop and then says, let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Like, over and over and over again. And I start crying, like, really crying, like the crying that I was holding back when Gray was talking. Excuse me, the crying that I was holding back when Gray was talking, and the tears and the emotion of, oh my God, I just won this competition, and oh my God, my senpai just gifted me with leather, and oh my God, all of this is happening. It's really, really happening. I'm a title holder. Holy shit. So I'm crying, and then I start laughing and giggling and hollering and, like, cackling, and then finally I just take a couple of breaths. And I look into Stefanos' eyes and I thank him for getting me to that place where I could just, like, let all of the emotions go. I hug Gray one more time before everybody disperses. And yeah, that was my Dirty Pig. I didn't do a lot more for the rest of the night. I wore my crown for the rest of the night. I cleaned myself up and I scurried over to Carol Queen's erotic reading circle where you could go and read your erotica and get it critiqued by the people there. And I got some really good feedback on a story, which was great. I ended up seeing Gray across while I was reading. I was like, oh, hey, there he is. Yeah, we had that moment and it was super cool. After the erotic reading circle, I made my way down to Primal Arts and I met up with my friend Fire Monkey and he gave me a poi teach, which was great. I finally got a real weave. So before what I thought was a weave was actually just a figure eight, but I finally got a 3-beat weave down, which was super cool. I was like, yay! I was proud of myself. And what else happened that night? Oh, okay. So there was this moment in the dining hall. It's midnight snack. I'm wearing my crown, and, like, every other person's coming up to me and saying congratulations. It's great. And then Ruff walks over to me, and he's like, "Hey," and I'm like, "Hi." He's like, "Do you feel it now? Do you know now that you're one of us?"
and it sort of hit me, that, so a lot of the people that I hang out with are super cool. They're presenters. Kink is a big, huge part of their lives. They share what they know with a whole lot of people. Like, and these are my friends. And they would call themselves my peers. And it's been very hard for me to accept the fact that they are my peers. For a long while, though, like, if I step back and look at my life, not in the emotional way, but logically, like, not as poetic, but as person who is looking at this person who calls himself poetic and sees the life that they live, I've been their peer for a while. And Ruff pointed that out. He was like, when I told him that, yeah, I kind of have to accept the fact that I am one of you guys now, this proves it. This is more validation than I ever could have imagined. And he pointed out the fact that, well, actually, you've been our peer for like a year now, if not more. And that sort of broke my brain a little bit. But it was one of those things where logically I knew he was right. Logically I knew I've been at that level for a while now, but I couldn't accept it until that night, until my dirty pig went, until I had all of that validation from all of these people. And so it was just one of those moments where it was a slap in the face, like, you are this cool, awesome person who hangs out with other cool, awesome people. Accept it. There is, just accept it. You're a cool, awesome person. So yeah, a dirty pig. I am the reigning Dark Odyssey Fusion dirty pig. Which makes perfect sense. I mean, I'm a super, super huge slut, and, you know, I have all these interests, all of these slutty, slutty things that I do. It was a great experience. So much fun. If I could recommend doing anything when you go to Fusion, you know, definitely can be in a dirty pig, because it's a whole lot of fun. And now, next year, when I go back to Fusion, I will be a judge, since I will be the reigning dirty pig. And it is my goal that by that time, I am going to get that Mr. S. Piggy butt plug in my ass. So, yay. I look forward to the day when I get it in my ass, I take a picture, and I'm posting that shit on Twitter. So be on the lookout for my ass and a black leather piggy tail coming out of it. So I'll stop there. Dirty pig. Dirty pig. This is Poetic Desires. I'm still searching for my daddy. But in the interim, I am a dirty, filthy, nasty little piglet. Thank you for listening to this episode of Daddy's Good Girl.